NASA retired its space shuttle mission earlier this decade, and private companies like SpaceX have generated headlines in recent years for their missions, proposed and actual, into space. My next guest says that kind of arrangement can help keep NASA's golden age alive. Martin Elvis is an astronomer at the Harvard-Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and joins me via Skype. And Martin, you refer to this as a golden age for NASA, which kind of struck me because all we really seem to hear about anymore from NASA is budget cuts and more private companies doing what that agency used to do. What about the current situation leads you to call this a golden age for this agency?
It's a golden age for the astronomy that's going on at NASA. And it's been going on for 30 years. The ability to go into space transformed astronomy from looking through a couple of narrow windows in the whole spectrum and opening up the whole broad array of possible wavelengths we can look at.
Do you think that NASA is sort of living up to its potential? I mean, do you think it could be doing more of what it has been doing? Had it the budget that maybe it had in the past or what its administrators would like to have?
Well, you can always wish for doubling the budget or something like that. And the budget is vastly smaller than it was back in the heyday of the Apollo program. But I think the better thing to do is to embrace the commercial operators of rockets like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and others down the road who want to build space stations and lunar landers and big structures in space and do it commercially, that is, make a profit out of it. And if NASA can embrace that and encourage it even more than they are today, then I think it will bring down the cost of doing things in space. And that means we'll be able to explore the solar system in person and robotically with probes and the bigger universe beyond on a much bigger scale than we now can.
How does NASA sort of work with those private companies? I mean, is NASA doing different things now than it used to be? Is it more in a support role than it maybe used to be when it was the agency doing all this work?
Well, back in the day of the Apollo program and so on, no one knew how to build rockets or spacecraft of any kind. So it was a very big risk. The commercial companies built them, but they had a contract with NASA that was called Cost Plus, which meant that NASA would pay them whatever it cost them to make the rocket and then give them a profit on top of that. And that was a sensible way to get started. But that was 50 years ago. And I think now NASA is catching on and encouraging a different way of doing business, which is much more what we'd normally think of, where you just pay a price for a certain product, and if the company can make a profit on it, that's good. And if not, bad luck to them.
How has the actual science changed, if at all, since, you know, NASA and these private companies have, you know, sort of changed the roles that they have?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's too soon for my kind of science because the revolution in cost reduction that reusable rockets and so on have brought hasn't gone all the way through the system yet to make cheaper spacecraft. So we're not yet benefiting from that in my kind of science, astronomy. There is also an effort to commercialize the activities on the space station, and there are a lot more experiments being launched there that private companies have decided to work on.
You kind of alluded to this, but I wanted to ask you specifically if you think that having some of these private companies doing some of the kinds of things that NASA used to do, do you think that ultimately that will allow NASA to maybe re-expand its role once the costs come down based on some of the things that the private companies learn and the research that they do?
Absolutely, yes. What I think it's going to do is it's free NASA up from supporting a lot of infrastructure. It will get that infrastructure and much more of it more cheaply, and it will free it to go and do the exploration that it's really designed to do.
So even if NASA isn't actually doing the kinds of work that maybe some people would like for it to do, its existence, it sounds like, is encouraging other companies to do that work, which could ultimately, in the end, benefit NASA and the kind of work that it will be doing.
Yes, not really the existence. NASA could have taken a much less useful approach, but in fact, they are actually working on encouraging these companies quite a lot. It's not just those two supply systems to the International Space Station. There's also now talk that NASA should go back to the moon, and the way senior NASA people are talking is that they would not build their own lunar lander, but would buy the services from one of quite a few small companies that are planning to offer rides to the lunar surface in just a few years.
So it kind of sounds that NASA would be running the way a lot of government agencies run, which is to contract with the private sector for some things.
Absolutely, yes. And I think it would be to NASA's benefit and our benefit in terms of our exploration and even in terms of the economy, because it will grow the economic sphere in space.
So when you talk about this golden age of NASA, this golden age of exploration, do you think that having this new relationship between NASA and the private agencies, does that seem like it will lead to that golden age continuing or maybe even a goldener age down the road?
Right. I think it will, for astronomy, it's the key to building the much bigger telescope we'd love to have in the future, because we can't afford more than one at a time now.
Is it possible to say which is a bigger impediment to learning more about the solar system, learning more about space, if it is the knowledge that you need to do it or the cost of getting the equipment to learn what you need to learn?
Oh, the cost.
Really, the cost.
We know to build much better telescopes than we can afford.
Martin Elvis is an astronomer at the Harvard-Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics in Massachusetts. Martin, thanks a lot for your time and your insights. I appreciate it.
Thank you.